Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good heavens above. The 30th of July, David.
That's crazy.
30th of July.
I mean, that we're basically into winter now.
And really, does a strawberry ever taste as good as a strawberry from July? Do you know, it's funny, isn't it? As you get older, I used to really rail against it. I had a folk song. You know, back in the days when you just download any MP3 you could find on the internet because it was an MP3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you download anything at all. And I found, it was either like Pete Seeger or Ewan McColl, one of that crowd. Right. And it was a song that went, here's to Cheshire, here's to cheese, here's to the sunnies, and here's to the bees, and here's to the lovely strawberries. And it was like a live recording. And sort of every time he sang the lovely strawberries, everyone would sort of go, ah, in the crowd. And I hated it. I really hated it. I was like, this whimsical cack. I hate this. I hate it. And now I'm 47. I'm like, ah. But a July strawberry, how fleeting the strawberries, and how like you know, I'm like, oh, actually, yeah, okay, I get it. And the young buck that I was could just pipe exactly. down, son, pipe yeah. down.
Downloading those MP3s when you just didn't care.
And here's to all the free MP3s. Ding dong down.
Say
to
that.
The wedding
say that to
dang.
Kids these days.
They don't understand.
They don't know.
They don't know what an MP3 is.
An MP3. What's that?
MP Dubri.
Granddad, what's an MP3?
Thank you. I had to do some of that.
I heard it. Yeah,
oh, yeah
it was good.
It. Yeah, I gave
nice,
you a
nice distortion on it as well.
Yeah, it was an amp synthesizer. Synthesizer. Still early, even though we spent half an hour attempting to set up. I apologize for not streaming this live. We did try.
Yep.
God knows we tried.
We always try.
We really tried. but nothing works. This is another thing I'm realizing as I get older and more irascible. God, I'm fun to live with. Right. David, here you are.
Hello.
We're fine. We've recovered. And there's a stream of MP3s.
There is
all
a stream
of them free to me.
Yeah.
for us to.
That's right. All from eMusic. No.
I prefer Smule.
Do you remember eMusic?
Yes, I do. I remember eMule. I remember what was the Lime one?
LimeWire. No, eMusic was kosher.
Yes.
eMusic. I paid for eMusic.
Of course you did.
But you could download anything as many as you liked.
Yeah. We have over 27 tracks. Take your pick.
And you're right, you download
White Town.
You download, it's like, oh, well, look, that album's available. I'll download that.
Yes.
Who is that then? I don't know.
You remember White Town. Do you remember that song?
No.
I can't either. A girl like me or some ding, 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 ding. Anyway. It was that era.
So what we should do,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
in terms of this one. So So we're going to be doing several things, really, today. But what we should do is continuing on from the stuff you haven't played from Yapfest.
Perfect.
And there'll be loads of callbacks to everything everyone's already. No, they won't.
Because I definitely remember all of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, at Yapfest,
if you can remember Yapfest, you probably don't suffer from mild anxiety. And thank you. I had some very sweet messages from people. Thank you so much. I am fine, and I had a blast. And we'll do it again. Don't worry. Okay.
It was great. It was great. I very much enjoyed myself, and I was. It was very nice to have a live audience, as you will hear when it comes.
No, it was. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, because we had a lot of audience participation.
Yeah. I can genuinely say I think it's the best stuff ever. And you brilliant. You worked the audience brilliantly.
Aww.
There were song sheets and everything. It was great.
There were song sheets. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how that was going to turn out.
It worked out brilliantly.
I know it did.
And just as soon as I've turned myself down for those bits, I will issue the audio.
Do you know? Well, that's the difficulty with singing and then a whole group of people singing. That's not what we're prepared for in podcast land, really, is it?
Oh, I was prepared. I'm a technical whiz, as you discovered this morning for half an hour. Well, let's crack on.
So basically, I need to explain, obviously, because you haven't heard it yet. But for Yapfest, what I had planned was a look back, if you will, because I've been on the podcast for just over a year. And so I thought, well, it's a good time to look back over the year and some of the tracks that that just didn't quite make it. And I wanted to include a lot of them, but it was I've got so much stuff. There's certain genres that I've chosen in the past year, where it's like, but it's not quite as good as that, or it's too much like that. And so
we do need to make the point that this is not a rake through the dross. This is really good stuff that, for one reason or another, couldn't get thumbed into the theme or whatever. Exactly.
These are the best of the cutting room floor. It's like the deleted scenes where you go, "Oh, but that's better than the film."
Yeah.
Why is that not in the film?
Yeah. Which always happens.
Yeah.
Uniformly.
Sometimes it happens. Mm.
Has anyone had an idea to film like purported deleted scenes from famous films? Oh my god.
Ooh,
that would be the
idea.
Funniest YouTube channel ever.
Well, you could kind of do anything, because no wonder that was deleted. That's got nothing to do with the film.
Yeah. But I like the idea that Frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn was like a running gag.
Yeah.
But they cut the whole running gag, meaning that the end of Gone with the Wind is meaningless. It was supposed to be a big laugh.
Yeah.
Would you like honey or sugar on your oatmeal? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Like, it was a running gag. It was always...
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh.
And then the whole pause at the end makes it much...
Yeah. Because you know it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. Little wink at the camera.
Yeah.
Frankly, my dear,
I don't give a damn. Wow! Like the audience. Big laugh. Oh my God, this is a really fun idea. I've already forgotten it. So feel free to remind me on Twitter. It's at Not Today Pod.
Okay, so what I've got
here. That's a podcast. Oh my God, we could just make the audio. It'd be really easy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, we'll do a deleted scene special. It'll be great.
Okay. So what I've got here, you may want to split this into two, and we can
have. This looks to me like an easily a dozen or so podcasts, David.
Well, it depends how much we have to say about things, but yeah definitely.
There's 26 tracks, David.
There's not 26 tracks.
Yeah, there's 26 tracks.
What? No, there shouldn't be. Oh no, there's other stuff as well. For this for this year on, this look back.
Yes.
Over the year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We could split that turn into two.
Sure.
But so let me take you back now.
Oh yeah.
So we've only had one of these special podcasts before. Oh, let me actually I can show you the picture that no one could really see at Yapfest. Look, that's my year on picture.
Oh.
Yeah, look, it shows you all the
525,600
minutes.
Is that a song? Isn't it in Rent? So they're talking about a year.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
I've not seen Rent.
I don't enjoy it.
Have you seen Rent?
No, God, no.
No.
I mean, I loved. I
in
mean,
the
how
theater?
Could you not love what? The Parker and Stone take on that?
Okay, yeah.
Everybody has AIDS.
No, so one of the things, so where we'd got to, basically.
By the way, I'm so sorry. I'm going to interrupt you. I have this internal grapple with myself of like, oh, don't spoil his flow, and then it comes out. I can't stop it. But have you heard the news this week that Parker and Stone are going to try to buy La Casa Bonita, which is a Mexican restaurant that features in South Park, but is a real place in Colorado?
No way.
And it sounds absolutely bat. It's a Mexican restaurant with a huge artificial cave that you can go through and a fountain with like divers and like
what?
Big play areas. Like it's like almost like a theme park.
What?
Of a restaurant. And it's folding because of COVID. And they're like, we want to buy it and we want to make it really, really great. And they sort of said that we would consider this the crowning point of our achievement.
Oh, wow.
Because it's where they went as kids.
Nice.
So it's kind of exciting. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's nice. That's heartwarming.
I have double digressed on you.
It's fine. Well, we've gone back on now because you've digressed twice. Yeah. No. So one of the things that we had last year was... And I believe it will do this again. User contributions. User? No.
User friendly.
That's user generated content, isn't it?
Yeah.
The listener contributions.
Yeah.
And
user hostile.
And we had various things. And I've got a little bit more because Julie sent me a lot. I've had a lot of stuff from Julie.
And get well, Julie.
And poor Julie, yeah, she's suffering at the moment.
Yeah.
So we've got, look, there she is. This is another bit from Julie's tape from, I can't remember her birthday, which one it was now. Was it her 8th or
9th? 28th, I think.
But this is an impressive bit of audio, which I should have included at the time. So this is.
You really should.
Yeah, this is Julie showing off one of her talents.
I quite like that. It's slightly cropped your picture.
Yeah.
And so, as far as I'm concerned, it says Disco Magi. I'm okay with that.
Does it? Can you not see the whole picture? Oh, it's because I'm on a
square. I could rework it, but please don't make me do any more technical stuff this morning. I'm dying.
So this is 1YO01.
Yes. Got it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
I'm going to play two instruments. One's a tin whistle and one's a recorder.
Wow.
At the same time.
Two nostrils.
This is Peas Pudding
Hot. Aww. Wow. I mean, honest to goodness, that sounds like a schools and colleges program soundtrack from the 70s.
I like the fact that it's gone for an unconventional harmonic. She's gone for an unconventional.
Listen, I've been watching Jacob Collier videos all week. There's no such thing as unconventional. You do
no, no, that's
you
true.
Do you?
Yeah, exactly.
When it comes to harmony.
Exactly. Well, that was in the ultra mixer Lydian mode, I think.
Have you seen much? Of course you have. Jacob Collier. Again,
yeah, of course.
So behind the curve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. He did tweet something recently about the super mixofridge-lydian mode or something.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
But what Julie was doing there, I mean, you know, that's the same skill as Roland Kirk, which is quite impressive.
Just blow your nose first, kids, yeah. If you're going to do it.
That's a serious talent.
Yeah.
She should start practicing that again. I think that's something that we could use.
Definitely. Send some love to her. It's at Julie Prunes on Twitter. Yeah.
Do.
She's had a hell of a time.
Yeah. It's not good. So there we go. That's, we all love Julie. That was a great piece of audio.
Yeah.
But at another point last year, this is almost a callback, isn't it? Because I did do that a lot live. Okay. And another thing. Mm. So at one point we did one about rap.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
You know this.
Yes. Oh, well, Rave Melky.
Who, of course,
you know, is now my sort of personal guru guy. he was astonishing.
He was good.
R-A-E-D.
Yeah.
Melky, as in milky, but with an E. Which I suspect most of his drinks are.
Milky with an E.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he was obviously the discovery of that episode.
Of the
century. But then we hadn't heard this, which is Strawberry Shortcake live. This
live.
She made it. Yeah, amazingly.
I didn't realize she was an actual.
This is a 1980 album. Mm. There's various things on her on this album, including a version of New York, New York.
WAP.
That's right. Wonky apple actually, pie.
Yeah, yeah. It was SAB, wasn't it? It was soggy ass bottom. We should exactly. make that. I might write that down, actually.
For the Strawberry Shortcake.
I've got another project that would be so perfect for.
But, I mean, 1980 rap was quite young. Nascent. In 1980.
Yeah.
So she kind of led the way here.
Of course.
And let's have a listen to what she says. This is she did a few albums.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Strawberry Shortcake, I feel like not as big in the UK as the US.
By the way, like, if you don't know, Strawberry Shortcake, and if you're listening to the podcast, Strawberry Shortcake kind of sounds like the name of one of those sort of bubblegum pop singers with, like, really big eyes who you know, so ripe for Instagram.
Yes.
That is not what this is. This is a sort of animated, not even animated, it's just a drawing that people marketed by slapping it on lunchboxes and stuff. It's literally a drawing of a sort of, I would say, about the height of a garden gnome, probably. Girl with big eyes and a big puffy hat,
yeah,
called Strawberry Shortcake. It was the kind of thing, if you like in the middle of the night, if you heard a noise and you came down to your kitchen and she was in there, you would just stamp on her,
yeah,
in panic.
I think it's interesting. I'm trying to work out what was the origin of Strawberry Shortcake. She had animated specials. That's interesting.
Go on.
I can't remember whether we've had this audio yet. No, I don't think we have. Although it depends on whether you've listened to the bonus, which we're recording in the past, definitely. Obviously.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm so sorry.
The people that wrote the songs, I wonder if they wrote this one.
Okay.
Oh, I need to work it out. The people who wrote the songs for the animated series were Howard Kalin and Mark Volman from the Turtles.
Okay.
Who are famous for Happy Together.
Okay.
Who then went on to become Flo and Eddie.
Okay.
Members
is that Little
of
and Large?
No.
Okay.
members of the Mothers of Invention with Frank Zappa's band. Quite a weird journey they went on.
Wow.
Really.
Yeah, that's from Strawberry Shortcake to Frank Zappa is.
It's pretty.
So that's a long trek.
But it's pretty out there, right? So while we listen to that, I'll find out who wrote this and whether it was them.
And we'll do some callbacks to that podcast we haven't recorded yet. You call that a teapot? Didn't we do that or something like that last time? Strawberry wrap.
Raspberry wrap.
Oh, right.
Plum.
Plum.
Blue.
Wow. I feel like that goes on for like an hour and a quarter easily.
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
say
there would have been a... A 12-inch version, I'm sure. It turns out that was written by John Braden, who was the producer. So not the members of Mother's Invention, which would have surprised me, I have to say.
What a legendary recording session that was, though.
1981, in fact, yeah.
Yeah, Greenwich Village.
That's the height of rap, really, that we have
that
there.
That was the one, yeah.
That's the one. I mean, you know, I'd like to hear Raid Melky do that one.
Oh, God.
Would be good, right? Another time,
yes,
we did one about Plunderphonics.
Yes,
and about that sort of genre of cut up and collage and mash up and mollage and. I don't
know. I'm glad you went there.
Yeah,
I would have done that if you hadn't done that.
And one person that I didn't include at the time, because basically, well, they've just done so much.
Yeah.
And she's doing stuff at the moment. So this person here is called Vicky Bennett. That's her real name. And she calls herself People Like Us.
Oh, People Like Us. Right. You played me some of this before, in the podcast. It's great.
Yes. And she does. I mean, what's great about her? I mean, she's very much a audio artist and she does stuff that is quite avant-garde. She does stuff that's quite sort of ambient sometimes. But then she also just does stuff that is just funny, mucking about kind of with audio. She's just got, I mean, she's, if you think I've got like an audio archive, I just can't even imagine. She's got like
quite the garage.
Wow. I mean, you know, it's the stuff that comes up. She's got a radio show in America, which I presume she does from here, because it's all on the internet, isn't it?
That's all computers.
It's all computers and MP3s. She's on WFMU, which I've mentioned before, which is the sort of alternative, interesting, quirky radio station in San Francisco, I think. And she'll do a radio show on that, which is basically an hour of random sound, interesting tracks, all put together. It was made for you. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And you can... there's a podcast version of it. You can download loads of them. There's a whole archive
of them. What's it called?
I think it's just called People Like Us on WFMU. I don't think...
Okay.
Is it called something? I'm not sure. It's called Do or DIY.
Do or DIY.
Do or DIY with People Like Us.
Okay.
On WFMU. A lot of the time she just takes recordings, bits off radio, bits off local radio, and just messes about with it a bit. It's already quite funny. But she just mucks about with it a bit more.
Nudges it off into
So the track I've got here is called I'm 89, and it's mainly made from a call-in to a radio show.
Amazing.
It's good. Let's have a listen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay.
Hello, Nora.
Hello, Joanne.
Good morning to you.
I'm longing to get on for you. I do phone in a lot, but don't get through.
Now, Nora.
Yes.
I'm Nora. I'm going to annoy you even more because we're just heading into the news. So will you stay there?
Lovely.
Just stay there.
Well, I'm too old.
Pardon?
No, I'm 89 this year, and we always had Sunday pinnies. Oh. Is that of interest?
Oh,
they
you
were
bet.
White with lace embroidery, and you had slots to put ribbon through.
Oh.
And I was a large family, so we had the girls pink and blue. We did not that I can remember. I'm 89 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to school, but I don't.
Nora, I love your call. Do you wear a penny now when you do?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm disabled and in a wheelchair. I don't do anything. What I really wanted to get on about.
How old are you, Nora?
89 this year.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
And that ribbon had to be pulled out and ironed and put back every week.
What happened to the penny? What you're talking about is a pinafore. And I love the thought of that. Nora, did you wear it to protect your underclothes?
Yes. No.
Hang on, Fanny said she's got one. Fanny's farm shop has got the most amazing collection of things in. Have you got it on display, Fanny? What's a washing dolly?
It's a stick with five prongs on the end, and you jam it into your and swirl it.
Oh, I'm sorry, my producer's fallen off his chair.
Disappear into the loo, whip it off quickly.
We're very, very sad people.
You are. You're making us laugh. I love the thought of you running into the lavatory. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Made my morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
I just love that. I love the fact that she hasn't manipulated that much. She's just done...
just the tiniest nudge to push it off the cliff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of local radio is like that. It's very precarious.
Yeah. There's quite a few. I think on that particular album, which I think is called Thermos Explorer, there's quite a lot of tracks that she's taken, I think, from that radio station because they sound very similar.
God.
But
it's that special voice professional broadcasters reserve for old people.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, we're going to have fun, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. So
amazing.
So there you go. So check her out. She's done loads, and like she's us. She's on Bandcamp. It's one of those things where you know she takes obviously loads of existing material and makes new material out of it, and you can find a lot of it online to download for free, which she offers for free, but she also will obviously put it on Bandcamp so that you can give her money.
Yeah,
and I think that's a good thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant. So,
love that.
So,
thank you.
So, another time. Let me take you back.
And then another time.
And then another one.
Yeah.
We did one about stories. We had one about children's stories on record. And we had some very good stories.
Yes.
But one I didn't include at the time, but I felt was pretty good.
Yeah.
And actually listening back to it, I feel like, yeah, no, definitely should have made it.
Yeah.
Was the version of... Oh, well, this is actually just...
What the hell is that? That's a clip out of Austin Powers.
That's a clip. No, it's not. It's from James Bond.
Okay.
This is a James Bond. It's a clip. This bit here is from James Bond. Crikey, I don't know which one it is. Moonraker.
Doesn't matter,
I don't know.
Who cares? No,
it's
one
the
cares.
One with Blofeld where the cat is freaking out because there's huge explosions going off in the background.
Okay.
Which is what's happening in that gif. The poor cat is absolutely desperately trying to get away from Donald Pleasance.
Yeah, I think it's called Neurotic Pussy.
That's good. So no, but the James Bond story I've got is The Spy Who Loved Me.
Okay.
And this is the Kid Stuff Records from 85.
Mm-hmm.
I've edited it down a bit, obviously.
I appreciate it.
There's you can it was a little book obviously where you could read the story, but also you can hear it being read to you. And,
yes. When you hear the chime, turn the page.
Yes, exactly. I think there were some strange noises to turn the page in this one. It was probably synthy, I think, because of 1985.
Of course.
Let's have a listen. They've captured Bond perfectly. Really, I feel like, you know, if they have trouble after No Time to Die, you know, just go with this direction. It works really well.
This is the branch of the tree you should have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is your James Bond read-along book.
Okay.
High in the Austrian Alps, in a warm ski lodge...
This is it.
James Bond.
This is the one.
Agent 007.
Oh, yes.
Sat in front of a fire.
Oh.
Well, another mission completed.
excuse me, your watch is starting to make clicking noises.
Oh, so it is. Will you excuse me?
Bond moved away from the couch.
Well, well, no time for a little relaxation between jobs. I'd better hurry.
Why the porn soundtrack?
Looking back, Bond saw two skiers right behind him aiming rifles at his back.
Oh! Seems my friends don't want me to leave quite so soon. I'd better take a little evasive action. These are such handy little devices. A few of these knockout bullets should do the trick.
In an instant, a bullet burst from the tip of his left ski pole and shot its way backward. One of the skiers toppled in the snow, his skis flying off his feet.
Here goes nothing. Well, Bob, and how is the skiing in Austria at this time of year?
Very good, sir. I practically flew.
The fact of the matter is, Bond, that a British submarine carrying nuclear bombs has disappeared off the coast of Italy. Just like that.
Just like that.
I was pressed for time. I would stay to watch your death tunnels. I think they would prove most entertaining. And now, Mr. Bond, goodbye.
And Agent 007 fell headlong into a pool. But no ordinary pool.
What?
This one was infested by deadly man-eating sharks. Thinking quickly, Bond pulled from his pocket a small capsule. He dropped it in the water and swam as far from it as he could.
I feel like this is narrated by a dancer.
A little while. How to get out of this aquarium. But how? How?
Help! Help! I'm drowning! I can't swim!
Oh, no.
There in the water. That man is drowning.
I'll
to do something about him.
I have just given orders to my hijacked submarines to launch their missiles.
Not if I can help it, Stromberg. Get away from those controls.
Well, Bond, you did a fine job. In fact, you saved the world. I think you can get back to your skiing in Austria. You've earned it.
Well, thank you, sir. I think I'll do just that. Oh, and sir?
Yes, Bond?
May I take another parachute with me?
Freeze frame. Freeze frame. Wow.
I like the, in fact, you saved the world. Just in case it wasn't clear.
Yes. Yeah. It's always fun to retrospectively attempt to add jeopardy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good,
I mean, everything about that was great. I'm definitely James Bond.
That's the perfect Bond voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Hello.
I'm kind. Miss Moneypenny.
I love the Disco Fever soundtrack through the whole thing.
It's groovy, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a very funky Bond.
I feel that M might have been a little bit worse for wear. Was it M? Not Q. M.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's right, 007. Oh. Have you been to Austria?
Yeah.
It's me, the cast member, doing another voice, and I've run out, so I'm just straining it.
I know all about that. I was recording with John Holmes this week. It's a fun project, though. It's very exciting.
Nice.
It's going to be a radio series and a podcast.
A radio series?
Yeah, but not
on the radio.
But not for Radio 4.
Oh. Radio 1?
In fact, not for the BBC.
Oh, okay.
But it's good. It's really good.
Okay, cool.
It's very funny.
Nice.
I think I can probably... The one thing I could probably say was I had to do an impression of Pete Doherty.
Ooh. Okay. No, I wouldn't know where to start with that.
Well, it was a caricature.
Okay.
I gave him a very high voice and made him talk like that.
Does he talk like that?
No. Not at all.
I believe it.
But that's how
really
I made him talk.
Wow. It's like he's in the room.
Slumped in the corner. We're going to leave it there.
Yes.
Because, you know, I feel like a celebration of our first year should probably last for all of the second year.
Yeah.
If that's possible. And so far, we're well on track.
Yeah. That's good. There's a few more to delve into later.
Thank you so much. It's at Dave Yap on Twitter. It's Kettle of Fish Dave Yap on YouTube with a URL that we still haven't fully worked out. But it's worth seeing.
No.
It's good. Trust me, it's good. And we will see you soon.
Yeah.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.